Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and time to take our weekly trip to the Encouragement Lab, because look at that. There he is. Dr. Mike Hadabaugh is standing by in the lab this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
How are things in the lab today? They look pretty good.
We are cooking, man. We are up and cooking.
Nice. Very good. Well, this week we're talking about the media and headlines, right? Headlines are for emotions, you told me.
That's right. Headlines are for emotions.
Picking on the media this week. All right. Let me have
so,
it.
So, yeah.
Let me have it. Bring it.
Scott, the first time I ever saw you was on a TV screen.
Right.
I met you before you met me. Years ago.
Oh, right. That's probably true.
That's been 30 years ago when I moved to Farmington.
That's when I moved to Farmington, about 30 years ago. That's right, 31.
Yeah, so. Literally like a couple weeks ago, 30 years ago. So, yeah, you just beat me.
Uh-huh. Blink of an eye. I hear you. But, yes.
But anyway, yeah, I mean, you know, whenever you turn on the local news at night, you know, this was the rule. Has been the rule for 40 or 50 years now is if it bleeds, it leads, right?
I've heard that.
Yeah, you heard that. So as we've translated into this, you know, online news driven, you know, incredibly short news media cycle, I just want to remind us that headlines are still for emotions and they're incredibly powerful. And the problem is that every day I see people on the national scene. I see people in very, very, very high positions, like maybe president,
right?
From both parties, using headlines to convey a message.
Sure.
And it's all emotion driven. And it is meant to incite us to have strong feelings.
Okay. I will agree with that.
And oftentimes people with, you know, I see really highly educated people get emotional about stuff that if they checked themselves for a minute and went and looked at the facts, they'd go, oh, wow, maybe this story isn't that big. Or maybe there's a bias here that I'm missing.
Right.
And I just marvel at that every day when I see people that continue to believe the headlines without knowing the facts behind the headlines. And that's really my crux today, is that realize the headlines are designed to rattle your emotional cage. And
right.
I'm not saying to fix, that's going to be true. That cat is out of the bag for now.
Right. Right.
We true. Can't fix that problem. What we can do is fix how we evaluate our headlines.
Well, that's a good point. And as I tell my students in my, you know, mass media class, that media is a business, right? And so they are working to get those eyeballs on their stories, those viewers on their broadcast, listeners, whatever the case may be. So we hope they would do it ethically and you know, straightforward. But you're right. I think a lot of these headlines do get quite emotionally charged because they want the reader, viewer, listener to listen to that story that's following the headline.
Well, so even those that do it ethically, all right? So I don't want to get into the ethics of the media.
That's a longer show.
Yeah, I say even the most ethical of reporting is going to be emotion driven, because we've had episodes on this where I talked about the fact that we know for a fact that all of our decisions are based on emotion.
Right.
We convince ourselves that they're based on rationality, but that's not really true. And
right.
So our beliefs are based on emotions, therefore they're wrapped up in layers of, you know, kind of false beliefs about certain things. And as a matter of fact, I guess I'm a contrarian enough that when you start to tell me that things are proven in any direction, I start going, why is it so important for you to tell me that your data proves that you're right, when I can easily find data that questions your so-called proof?
Right. Well, that's it.
Right.
That's true.
So again, I hate picking one side or the other. We can always talk about evidences here. Whenever I pick one side, it's like people get emotional about it. Like, oh man, that's wrong. But you know, when you just start dealing with data, there's a story behind that data. Years ago, 30 years ago, there was some data that came out and it made the headlines all over the country that this scientist had proven he had found this particular thing to be true.
Okay.
10 years later, it was proven that he manufactured all of his data.
Oh dear. Right.
And guess what? It didn't make the national headlines then. And to this day, I hear people quote that truth that they heard 30 years ago.
Right.
And guess what? I can tell them, you know what you're telling me is exactly wrong. It was never proven, has never been proven.
And they stick by it.
And it doesn't matter.
Right. No.
My brain's already decided it was true because somebody told me 30 years ago it was true.
Right. No, that's a problem. And from the media standpoint, it's a problem, I think, from the media that folks, you know, will take the headline but not read the rest of the story and see kind of the nuances of that headline, perhaps.
Well, and again, so take cable TV news, regardless of
you
the
take
direction.
It. I don't want it. You take it.
Yeah, right. So guess what? All they talk in is emotional headlines.
Right, right.
They never delve deeply into a story, ever.
Right. Well, and that's part of our new, 24-hour news cycle, right, that we didn't have 30 years ago.
Well, can you give me the news in 2 minutes or less so I can feel informed, when actually all you've done is you've stirred up your emotions, you don't know much of anything.
Right. So
that's my point today.
I appreciate that point. And so I think the takeaway would be to dive deeper and read the rest of the story, not just the headline.
Well, and here's to me, the biggest takeaway for all of us is quit acting like you're an expert when all you know is the headline.
There you go.
Just quit.
The good point. All right, Dr. Hadabaugh, thank you very much. We will talk again next week. Have a good week. That's Dr. Mike Hadabaugh. He joins me every Wednesday from the Encouragement Lab right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.